by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, dear hearts, this is our contrite prayer for the month of December. And I'm thankful that you have joined us in this time together, because I'm convinced if there's any hope for our nation, it's in the church. The Democratic Party can't do it. The Republican Party can't do it. It's up to the church. If there's any hope for our nation, it's in the hands of the believer priest in the kingdom of God. The children in the kingdom of God, as they give themselves to intercessory prayer. So I'm thankful that you are a part of this time together. Our first item, we're going to pray asking God to reveal all the hidden works of darkness, both in the church and in the religious community, and bring them to the light. You must remember, I separate the church from the religious community, because there's much going on in the religious community that is not part of the church, not part of the blood-bought people of God. So we're going to pray asking God to reveal all the hidden works of darkness, both in the church and in the religious community, and bring them to the light. You see, there are those things that are in talking stages right now. There are those things that are in planning stages right now. We've seen that happen to the Lutherans, the Episcopalians, most recently, even right now, to the Methodists and to other denominations. There are those in denominational leadership and in ministry leaderships that are plotting and planning and scheming right now how to in some way pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ by embracing those things that God calls anathema. So we're going to pray now, asking God to reveal all the hidden works of darkness, both in the church and in the religious community, bringing them to the light. Let's pray that right now. Holy and righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, we come before your throne now on behalf of the church, the bride of Christ on earth today, and the body of Christ on earth today. And Father, we come asking you to bring to the light, to reveal all the hidden works of darkness, both in the church as well as the religious community, and bring those things to the light. Father, we have seen a spiritual meltdown among the Episcopalians, the Lutherans, others, and even today the Methodist, Father. Father, we have those who have reached levels of leadership in these denominations and in these expressions of the religious community who are making plans, Father, that are contrary to the Word of God. Father, they are in some degree compromising the Word of God. They are, to a great degree, pandering to sin. And do it, Father, they do it. The motive we feel many times is to increase the numbers of the denomination, increase the numbers of the local fellowship, and perhaps thereby to increase the budget. Father, we do not believe that it is done with a desire to include all ranks of all people within the gospel and to embrace all people within the gospel. We believe further there, Father, there may be a deeper meaning to this. So we're asking you to bring it to the light. Father, you know the hearts. You know the intent. You know the purposes. You know those that Satan has compromised. You know those that Satan has gained access to. And you know what is being proposed that originated with Satan. So we're simply asking you, Father, you know. You know the hearts of all men. You know what's on the drawing board. You know what's being talked about behind closed doors. We're asking you to bring it to the light. Bring it to the light and reveal, we ask in Jesus' name, all the hidden works of darkness in both the church and the religious community. Bring it to the light. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity to do so. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. All right, our second item. We're going to pray, asking God to reveal all the hidden works of darkness in the nations of the world and bring them to the light. What do we mean by that? We mean we're asking God to expose the strategies, the plans, the agendas that the various heads of state in the different nations of the world are plotting and planning right now as to how they can gain ascendancy and gain, if you will, national as well as international power. We know from the Word of God that there must be a one world order before Christ returns. We know that under that one world order, the church will come under tremendous persecution. So, we're asking God right now to reveal the plots, the plans, the schemes, the wiles of the enemy in the nations of the world. So pray right now, asking God to reveal all the hidden works of darkness in the nations of the world and bring them to the light. That way we can pray against them. Pray that right now, asking God to reveal all the hidden works of darkness in the nations of the world and bring them to the light. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father, the Word of God tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, thrones, and dominion. We know from the Word of God that you use men. We know from the Word of God that Satan uses men. So, Father, we're asking you to reveal all the hidden works of darkness in the nations of the world and bring them to the light. Father, you know what conversations are taking place behind closed doors by those who are in position of authority, power, and influence. You know the plans for the stages of implementation. Father, we understand from the Word of God that there must be a one world order before Christ returns. But, Father, we're asking you to move in such a way that you can restrict and restrain the formation and the implementation of that one world order for some decades or generations, whichever you prefer. But we're asking for a window of mercy by asking you to reveal, bring to the light, bring it to the light, let the world see it, bring to the light, reveal all the hidden works of darkness in the nations of the world, bringing them to the light. Father, we're asking you to breathe confusion, frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the ranks of all the enemies that are arrayed against the church and against the cross of Christ. We ask in you, Lord God, because you are the omniscient, omnipotent God of this universe, you have all power. Jesus, all power and authority has been given to you. We're asking you to exercise that divine power and authority that you have in order to frustrate the attempts, the designs, the plans, the schemes, the snares, the wiles of the enemy as he seeks to implement these things through those in positions of leadership in the nations of the world. So, Father, we're asking you to reveal all the hidden works of darkness in the nations of the world and bring them to the light. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you for the privilege of praying such a prayer. Now, Father, folks, we're going to pray now, asking God to diminish and destroy the influence and effect of gay pride on the church and on corporate America. This poison of Satan has penetrated and affected every level of life in this nation, in the life of our nation. I want you to pray. Now, we're going to ask God to penetrate the darkness and the deception of the gay pride movement and bring those who will receive Christ into the kingdom of God. But we're going to pray, asking God to diminish and destroy all the influence and effect of gay pride on the church and on corporate America. I can take no pride in that which is sinful. I can take no pride in that which is a national sin. I can take no pride in that which the church has to some degree pandered to and compromised with. So, pray right now, asking God to diminish and destroy the influence and effect of gay pride on the church and on corporate America. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Father God. Father, we come before your throne now on behalf of the homosexual community. And Father God, we come understanding, Lord Jesus, that you died for sinners of every type, of every description, of every sin. There's not a sinner that you don't love, Father, but there's not a sin that you approve of. So, Father, we come before your throne now, asking you to diminish and destroy the influence and effect of the gay pride movement on the church and on corporate America. Jesus, you went to the cross. You died for whosoever will, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Father, we understand that those who are involved in the gay pride movement are themselves deceived and in bondage. We don't know what bruised them or wounded them or set them up for the deception that they have received, but Father, we understand that they are deceived and in bondage. And Jesus, your word tells us that you came to set the captives free. There are hundreds and thousands within the homosexual community who are themselves, Father, those that you have known from eternity past would at some point in time receive the gospel, believe the gospel, and be born again. So we're asking you to penetrate the darkness, penetrate the deception, penetrate the bondage, and bring to the light, and bring into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, those by the hundreds and thousands who've been deceived and who are in bondage. Jesus, you come to set the captives free. These are captives that need to be set free. And so in doing that, by bringing hundreds of thousands out of that movement, you can diminish and destroy the influence and effect of gay pride on the church and on corporate America. And Father, we're asking you to do that. We're simply straightforwardly asking you, our Father and our God, Jesus, you have all power and authority. We are asking you to diminish and to destroy the influence and the effect of gay pride on the church and on corporate America. Father, it's not right that both the church and corporate America should compromise, pander to sin, and fund those things that are ungodly lifestyles. So we ask you in Jesus' name to do this, and we thank you, Father. All right, our next item, item number 4. We're going to pray asking God to bring confusion, frustration, strife, division, and failure on the powers of darkness operating against this nation and the church in this nation. You have to understand, people of God, the satanic strategy is to divide, to weaken, and destroy. We are a divided nation. We are a fragmented nation. In some respects, we're a fragmentation of nations occupying one geographical area. But we're going to pray now, asking God to bring confusion, frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the powers of darkness operating against this nation and the church in this nation. We want to see a restoration of godly standards, godly values at every level of life in this nation, and that can only be done by a move of the Holy Spirit of God. So we must pray that right now. Pray asking God to bring confusion, frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the powers of darkness operating against this nation and the church in this nation. Pray that now. Father God, your word makes it very, very, very clear that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, thrones, and dominion. Your word makes it very, very clear that that enemy is not that individual, but it's the enemy of our soul working through that individual. So we come before you now asking you to bring confusion. We could say speak confusion, Father. You spoke the universe into existence, this power in your word. We're asking you to bring confusion or to speak confusion, frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the powers of darkness operating against this nation and the church in this nation. Father God, you can speak it. You can cause it to happen. You can do it through a movement of your Holy Spirit. You can do it by calling your people, prompting your people, urging your people to prayer. But we realize, Father, that the enemy has gained access to every level of life in our nation. We understand. We're up against principalities, powers, thrones, division. So we're asking you to do what only you can do. We come before your throne as the people of God, as believer priests. We come before your throne in intercessory prayer, asking you to take note of what is going on. Rouse yourself like one who's been sleeping, as the psalmist said. Take note of what's taking place down here and speak. Bring confusion, frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the powers of darkness operating against this nation and the church in this nation. We need a move of your Holy Spirit, diminishing and destroying the power, authority, and influence of the host of darkness that are arrayed against the church and this nation. And we're asking you for such a move. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Our fifth item. We're going to pray asking God to deliver the church, the bride of Christ on earth today, from the leadership of hirelings. Hirelings. The Bible speaks of hirelings. What is a hireling? A hireling is that individual that came into the ministry not because they were called of God, commissioned of God, anointed of God. No. They just went to school, got a degree, and got involved in ministry. But they did it for the perks. They did it for the money. They did it for the accolades. They did it for recognition. They are hirelings. And they will go one way just as quick as they'll go another way. They're not solidly grounded in the Word of God. They're not solidly standing on the Word of God. They're hirelings. That's what the Word calls them, hirelings. So we're going to pray asking God to deliver His church, the bride of Christ on earth today, from the leadership of hirelings. It is because we have hirelings in positions of leadership among the Episcopals, the Lutherans, the Methodists, and others that have brought those denominations into division and strife over their embracing that which is ungodly and unholy. They are hirelings, not called of God, not anointed of God. So we're going to pray, asking God to deliver the church. The church is the bride of Christ. We're going to pray asking Him to deliver the church from the leadership of hirelings. Pray that right now. Father God, we come before your throne now, asking you, Heavenly Father, to deliver the church, the bride of Christ, from the leadership of hirelings in the pulpits today. Father, you know who they are. You know who the hirelings are. You know, Heavenly Father, what their motives are. You know their aspirations, Heavenly Father. Father, we need a move of your Holy Spirit, purging and purifying not only the church and the pews, but the pulpits. Father, we're asking you, in the name of Jesus, to deliver the church, the bride of Christ on earth today, from the leadership of hirelings. Deliver us, we pray, from the agents of Satan, who have worked their way into positions of leadership in churches, denominations, national, international movements of ministry. We're asking you to purge and purify. You know who they are? We know, Father, that you know who are the agents of Satan. You know who's been gifted. You know who's been called. You know who's been anointed. And Father, we know that there are those, we base this on the evidence of what they stand for, what they don't stand against, what they embrace. We're asking you, because you know those that you have gifted, those that you have anointed, those that you have called to represent the Lord Jesus Christ to his bride and in his bride, the church. So we're asking you to deliver the church, his bride, from the leadership of hirelings at every level of every ministry and in every denomination and in every local church. A move of God. A move of God, Father, delivering us. Save those who will be saved, Father. Bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Purify their motives. Purify their aspirations. Purify their thinking. And Father, turn them around and get them on board with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we ask you in the name of Jesus to deliver the church, the bride of Christ on earth today, from the leadership of hirelings. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. All right. Now we're going to pray for you. Only God knows the needs in this entire radio congregation and this local congregation. Only God knows the needs. Only God can meet the needs of many of you. So what I want you to do in the next few moments, I want you to express to the Lord your need, what you would like to see him do in that area of need in your life. Nothing wrong with asking. You can't go wrong by asking, can you? So I want you to go before the throne of God, presenting your problem, asking him for his mercy, his grace, his love in that situation that you're facing, whatever it may be. But I want you to lay it before him and say, Father, would you help me? Would you heal me? Would you deliver me? Would you free me? Would you meet this need, whatever it may be? Go ahead and do that. Then we're going to come back in a few moments, and we're going to call everybody in this consular prayer to prayer on your behalf. All of us are going to pray for you and your need, your concerns, your burdens, your problems. So right now, make your request known to the Lord. burdens are lifted at Calvary. Present your need to the Lord. Going to come along in a moment and call everybody to prayer about your need. Righteous Heavenly Father, you know every person involved in this concert of prayer. You know the need. Father, these are members of the body of Christ on earth today. These are purchased possessions, purchased by the blood of Christ. Let faith arise. Let hope arise. Let faith arise. Father, there are those with physical needs today. There are those with physical needs who need a touch of your healing power. There are those with spiritual needs, Father. Some are fighting strongholds of Satan in their lives. Some are not real sure where they stand in Christ. Some have spiritual needs. Father, some have domestic needs. There's problems in the family, between wife and husband, between parents and children. Domestic needs, Father. Then there are financial needs, Father. There's some with financial needs. So we're asking you to move in each of these categories, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, domestic, financial. You and you alone can solve these issues. So we come together before your throne as a corporate, collective people of God, coming before your throne on behalf of our brothers and our sisters in Christ, asking you to meet the need they have confessed to you in this contrite prayer. Meet that need, we pray, and in doing that, encourage them, Father. Encourage them to faithfulness. Build their faith, Father. Strengthen their faith by hearing that prayer, answering that prayer, and let them go forth from this contrite prayer with ever-increasing faith, honoring you, glorifying you in all they are, all they say, all they do, and all they think. And Father, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for being a part of this concert of prayer until we get a chance to do this again. Be blessed.